Sitter Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum, Refuah Shleima Chol Yisrael, particular Hananya Shmuel Lipim and Sharna Leia, and all those looking for their Shidduch should find their Basher. When we go back, we were learning on the Avienu, we were learning that Hashem should bring us together, Me'ar Bakan Fosaret, Solichenu Komamiyus Li'artzenu. He should bring us Komamiyus. We mentioned last week, the only time the word Komamiyus appears was in the second of the Parshas we read yesterday, in Parshas Bechukosai. Komamiyus means, even though you're usher to walk, Bekoma Zekufa, you're not supposed to walk upright. That's as an individual, it's arrogant. As a people, as a nation, that's our hope, and that's our aspiration, is to come home to our homeland, not limping, not stumbling, not running away, but running towards. I want to share with you tonight a Svas Emes. Svas Emes appears in Parshas Matos Masei, and it's perfect as tonight we are observing Yom Yerushalayim. Tonight and tomorrow, we omit a Tachanun, because of the incredible, extraordinary miracle we're blessed to live in miraculous times. If you understand the significance, what was divinely coordinated for the miracle of the Six-Day War, and for us to be able to have Yerushalayim, what it means, the unified city, the eternal capital of the Jewish people. So the Svas Emes in Parshas Matos Masei says the following. He says, Eretz Yisrael, the holy land of the Jewish people, is holy, not only because it was designated as such by the Almighty from above, not only because the Ribbono Shalom gave it the distinction of being a holy land, but the conduit, the means for its holiness is the Jewish people. Svas Emes writes that the land needs the people and the people need the land. That when we are in the land, we are full. We are Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yisrael. We are at our best when it's a Jewish people living Torah in the holy land. And the land, and the Nevi'im described this, the Gemara predicts this, that the land is only going to blossom. The land will only be fruitful. The land comes alive, not when it is occupied by others, who are the occupiers for 2,000 years, but when it is redeemed and when we return to it, when the Jewish people inhabit it once again. And we've seen that the desert has bloomed, parts of Eretz Yisrael that were given up upon, that it was deemed hopeless, nevertheless have come back under the sovereignty of the Jewish people. So Svas Emes writes, the land needs the people, and the people needs the land. When the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, attached and connected Eretz Yisrael Shalmata to Eretz Yisrael Shalmala. There is a land of Israel above, there is a Yerushalayim above, there is the holy city in the heavens, and there's the holy city below. And what creates the bridge and the bond between the two is a return of the Jewish people to the land. When we had the miracle, the extraordinary miracle, the more you study the history, and it's studied in military academies because it defies logic, it makes no sense, but the more you appreciate the miracles of what it meant to get back, not in 6 days, but in 6 hours, to conquer neighboring armies who outnumbered 4 and 5 times their weapons and so on, and not only to have survived, but to take Yerushalayim, to unify it under Jewish sovereignty, and to be able to redeem the Kotel, Harabayis, and the like. The Jewish people returned to that holy city, and it became connected, Yerushalayim Shalmala and Yerushalayim Shalmata. Says the Svas Emes, that's what we daven for. V'solichenu komamiyus li'artzenu, komamiyus means multiple floors. It means the bottom floor and the top floor. It means there's a Yerushalayim Shalmata and a Yerushalayim Shalmala. That's the komamiyus li'artzenu that we're davening for. Svas Emes is writing, before we ever dreamt the miracle would take place in our time, that the komiyus, the Yerushalayim Shalmata, should match the Yerushalayim Shamala, and that we should merit through the presence of the Jewish people back in that city, through the proliferation of yeshivas and kolalim, of shuls, of batei medrash, of chesed, through the return of the Jewish people, of Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, that the Eretz Yisrael and the Yerushalayim above will match the Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim below, and therefore, komamiyus, we will go with the two floors consistent and matching le'artzenu. So look it up for yourselves. Svas Emes Parshas Matos Masei. It's not talking about a predicting Yom Yerushalayim. It happens to be, it's tonight and tomorrow, an opportunity, halal and odah, for us to express our gratitude, whatever your halachic conclusion is, halal, no halal, bracha, no bracha, but it's incumbent upon every one of us, whether formally, informally, whatever halachic conclusion we come to understand what a miracle it is for us to merit to live in the time in which we see this tefillah coming together, komamius li artzenu, to see Eretz Yisrael shamala and mata, Yerushalayim shamala and mata, which brings us into the next sentence. Kekel po'el Yeshuas ata. You Hashem, you perform acts of deliverance, of Yeshuas. They dug hundreds of thousands of graves in anticipation of the Six-Day War. The assumption is the Jewish people were going to be decimated. Another Holocaust just a few decades later. That was the assumption. Hundreds of thousands of graves in parks in Tel Aviv and elsewhere. Cemeteries would be overflowing. Kikel Poel Yeshuas Ata. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Poel Yeshuas. He is the one who performs acts of deliverance. Whether we deserve or we are undeserving, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kel Poel Yeshuas Ata. And when he does, we should pause to recognize and to express appreciation in the hope that he'll continue to do.